Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. 31 July 2015. It is Friday. You're in the right place. And it's all about the truth. Well, unless you're watching CNN, and it's all about MH370. And let's look at this six and a half foot piece of equipment until you get nauseated.
Yeah.
That is what it's all
one
about.
One piece that they're focusing
one
on.
One piece.
Yeah.
And a torn up piece of what they think is luggage. And so we're supposed to talk about that, or they're supposed to talk about that, like 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I woke up at about 2 this morning. Turn on the TV because I don't know why, but I did. Same thing, MH370. Well, what? How will they identify this? Well, everybody knows there's a number on every piece of aircraft.
Right.
So why do we have to talk about, have three people consent to the fact that there's a number on the aircraft and that we will look at that?
Think about the money that's spent on the airtime for them to sit around and just jib-jab about, you know.
And they could be dealing with the veterans issue of nobody being seen in the VA, suicides.
A million, you know, other issues they could
be dealing with the real issues behind Planned Parenthood. They could be an abortion. They could be dealing with they could be dealing with what causes cancer.
Right.
They could be dealing with anything. But instead, it's that 6.5 foot piece of stuff that absolutely could not have been thrown in the water. Anyway, I'm going to move on from that. Did you know that the U.S. government operates a secretive airline out of a commercial airport? Them doing things in secret?
I'm shocked.
That's a head turner, isn't it? And a stunning conspiracy report. Hackers claim John McCain knew ISIS execution videos were staged.
Right.
And the way they prove it, that sounds a little fishy to me, but it's zero hedge, so I'll share it with you. And more and more layoffs taking place around the country, some quietly and some they're making public, making known public. And GE may be shipping another $10 billion worth of work overseas.
Wow. All these trade plans and agreements that we have, they're just...
All it does is shift it overseas.
Right, yeah.
Yep, that's right. One would think that those trade plans were put into effect for corporations. Wouldn't one? One would. Mm-hmm. And in health news, there are 10 things... I just lost it. What did I do with it? Oh, excuse me. Anyway, Legionnaires' disease has now killed 2 and sickened 31 in New York City. I just don't get that issue of Legionnaires.
Yeah, and in health news, there's 10 foods that will improve your blood pressure.
That's it? Whoa, thank you, Josh.
You're welcome.
10 foods that will improve your blood pressure, yeah. Well, we encourage you to listen to us here at the Power Hour today. It's all about the truth, and it's all about you getting ready for whatever and getting prepared. It's not talking about the problems, but we do need to talk about what the systemic issues are, I think. Periodically, and at 8 o'clock, we're going to be talking to Dr. Bhagwat Agarwal, who to me is one of the people that makes most sense in the whole world when it comes to how to work with diseases, and that is herbs and spices. So Rosie has put all the herbs and spices, the packaged ones,
awesome, on
sale at the Power Mall, which is a really, really good deal.
You know, he's a great guest because with all his medical... accolades or, you know, what's the word?
All of his CV is just
training
huge.
And everything, you know, what he knows as far as, you know, the medical world, and then to still be supporting things such as food and spices is just awesome to me.
I know.
He's like the best of both worlds. And,
yeah, he's a professor at MD Anderson Cancer Center.
Right.
And here he says, let me cook you up something here. You know, I like that. Stock market, just to let you know, is in the red this morning. It's about, 30 or 40 in the red. Gold is down again to 1080, something like that. Unbelievable. We'll be back, me and
Josh.
We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for caring about your world, your body, your family, your friends, and helping everybody to be better at what they do. You know, we've had a lot of programs lately on food, and I have become more and more convinced. And it's funny, because you would think all of us, you know, once you're convinced that food is the answer or that diet is probably going to be what separates you, what separates illness from health, I become more and more amazed because I look at these people in the little ride around carts at the grocery store, which have you noticed? There's so many more of those ride around carts than there used to be, and they're always busy,
yeah.
And the batteries are always down. And I mean, not that I use one, but I never used one, even when I probably should have used one, I didn't.
I'd love to roll around in a grocery store on one of those. They won't let me, though.
Oh, yeah. But I think that when you look at what they've got in their baskets, you understand why they're doing that. And I don't mean to be negative or mean about that.
It's not just them, though.
But there's no food in their baskets.
I see, you know, normal-looking, fit people with just junk in their baskets, yeah, as well. You know, of course, that won't last for long as far as the, you know.
Oh, but if they've got grapes, then they have, you know, good food, and that may be it for them. Anyway, I just become more and more convinced that we need to be students of food and students of what God told us to eat in Genesis. We all ought to really study that. All right, let's get to the international news. Tokyo Electric executives are going to be charged over the Fukushima disaster. I don't know that anybody has a problem with that story.
No, why did it take so long?
It's that's
been,
the
what,
point.
Three
yeah.
years? What is it, 4 years?
Yep.
Wow.
That is the point. Why did it take so long? 2011 was when that occurred.
Yeah.
The decision is unlikely to lead to a conviction of the former executives after prosecutors twice said they were not going to bring charges, but means that they will be summoned to appear in court to give evidence. Tokyo prosecutors in January rejected the panel's judgment that the three should be charged, citing insufficient evidence. But the 11 unidentified citizens on the panel forced the indictment after a second vote, which makes an indictment mandatory. Now, the three people involved, not that you would know them or anything, but it's the chairman, Mr. Katsumata, who is 75 years old, former executives Saki Muto, 65, and Akiro Takakuro, 69. Don't you feel sorry for those children having to
great
learn those?
Job. I was just going to congratulate
oh,
you on
you
that.
Oh, you like my Japanese?
That was,
yeah.
I wouldn't even have attempted that.
Citizen, thank you. You're so kind. Citizens panels made up of residents selected by lottery are a rarely used but high-profile feature in Japan's legal system introduced after World War II to curb bureaucratic overreach. You know, we might want to take a lesson from the Japanese,
right?
Because we seem to have a little bit more than bureaucratic overreach here.
I mean, could you imagine being the people, the guilt of being the people responsible for
making a
poisoning the Pacific
change.
Ocean?
Yeah, you know, poisoning the Pacific Ocean.
Killing all life in
yeah.
the ocean.
Changing
oh.
the whole entire world and the future of the world.
Wow.
Absolutely. And to think, most people think that is a sushi restaurant, Fukushima.
No.
Well, most
I mean,
people
yeah,
don't know
a
what
lot
it
of
is.
Don't know about
honestly.
It. You're right.
The panel ruled that the former executive had failed to take countermeasures to strengthen the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant, despite foreseeing the dangers of severe nuclear crisis that it faced from the tsunamis. Well, you know, there's a lot of people that think that it was not a tsunami, but it was an explosion that caused that event there. The Tokyo Public Prosecutor's Office could not be immediately reached for comment. An earthquake and tsunami allegedly occurred in March of 2011. So there you got the story on TEPCO, and they may or may not be charged. Not enough evidence because it's probably been destroyed.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You know, I was on the way into work, they were mentioning this on the radio, and they were saying that they were supposed to build, you know, as far as the countermeasures for a tsunami. They knew a tsunami is possible. Anything's possible. And yet they mm-hmm. built that there. And they were supposed to build a really high wall, of course, to try to stop that. And just didn't do it. So that is at least negligence.
Right.
Know? Yeah.
I mean, poisoning the whole entire world? I guess so. And Syrian rebel leader is kidnapped by al-Qaeda, along with seven of his 54 troops. Now, this is another one of those stories where you kind of have to hold your nose while you read it. A matter of days after 54 American-trained moderate Syrian rebel fighters, after they reported for duty, I'm trying to do this with a straight face.
Yeah, I know.
The New York Times reports that the commander of the unit, plus seven of his fighters, including his second-in-command, have been kidnapped by the al-Nusra Front, an al-Qaeda franchise. I love that. I love that. Can't you see a big sign there, you know?
Franchise opportunities.
Yeah. While they were returning from a meeting in Turkey. The first public version of the Times report reads like a madcap satire of foreign policy. The American trainees were expecting to take on a more central role in Syria. Now that the United States and Turkey say they are planning to try to sweep Islamic State fighters from a northern segment of the country with Syrian insurgents as their ground force. The insurgents, who would participate in the cooperative effort to rout ISIS from a slice of Syria near the Turkish border, remains to be worked out. But they would be likely to include American-trained, American-vetted fighters from the Pentagon program.
Right.
As well as a larger group of fighters trained covertly in a different CIA effort. That program has a different goal, ousting President Bashar al-Assad of Syria. Well, that's the story.
I'm confused as far as how I'm supposed to feel about this story. Like, is it bad that this guy was kidnapped because Al-Qaeda did it, or are we funding Al-Qaeda? It's really causing
you
some...
You got it, Josh. You got it. The CIA program suffered its own setback last year when the Nusra Front defeated the groups trained by the CIA. The Syrian Revolutionaries Front and Harakat Hazm. Now, those are new ones for us to put in the Excel spreadsheet.
My brain hurts.
The Syrian Revolutionaries Front and Harakat Hazm. The Nusra Front also seized some of the sophisticated anti-tank missiles the United States had provided to the groups, which were effectively dismantled. Right, wink, wink. Now, what I think is so amazing is the idea that the United States just happened to leave all this equipment in Iraq and Afghanistan, all of this equipment.
With the
you
keys
know.
In them.
Yeah, with the keys in them. And the manual on the seat there, how to turn on, in Arabic, how to turn on this machine. And, oh my goodness, ISIS got a hold of them. Well, certainly that was a coincidence, wasn't it? That situation was staged and created. But that's how they can get around the fact that they're armed. Because they otherwise would not be armed. So we had to give them the stuff for them to be armed. Anyway, this unit was allegedly going to take a central role in sweeping Islamic State fighters from northern Syria, while an entirely different CIA program was training a larger group of fighters to take out Assad. The Nusra Front now have the commander of the tiny unit that was somehow supposed to lay waste to ISIS. Remember, or ISIL, if you're talking to somebody in the federal government, because they use a different term. Why? I don't know. I think this story does make your head hurt.
Yeah,
and I don't think there's any sense to it whatsoever. But
so we're training separately. We're training people to fight Assad, and then we're training people to fight ISIS?
Right.
Okay. All right.
And
just,
ISIS, and we're training people to fight ISIS. Yeah, we're training Al-Qaeda, and we're training people to fight Al-Qaeda. You have a problem with that, Josh?
No, I'm just choosing not to try to figure it out anymore.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Okay. China blames the U.S. military actions for tensions in the South China Sea. By the way, that increase in tensions in the South China Sea has not gone away. It's still there. There's still issues that need to be solved. And according to the New York Times, this top Chinese official is now blaming the United States, which I think it's probably very true that they should be blaming the United States, because South China Sea has a certain ring to it, you know? And
it doesn't scream that we own it, you know,
yeah.
That name, yeah. Doesn't sound like the U.S.'s territory.
Yeah, right, U.S. territory. A top Chinese official said Thursday American military drills and surveillance flights in the South China Sea were threatening regional stability, a harsh assessment that seemed likely to heighten tensions between the two countries before several crucial meetings. The official, a colonel, spokesman for the Ministry of National Defense, said it was the United States, not China, that was to blame for rising tensions in the resource-rich South China Sea. I repeat, resource-rich South China Sea, where China and several other countries are engaged in the territorial disputes. The Chinese side expresses its deep concern about the U.S. pushing the militarization. The behavior by the United States can only lead to suspect whether the American side is driven by a desire to see the world in turmoil. Wow. Where would they come to that conclusion? Colonel Yang.
I don't know.
Colonel Yang, who said that. Is the United States want to see the world in turmoil? Man, call it like it is. I'm so glad to see that. The dispute over the South China Sea, one of the world's busiest trade routes, has emerged as a serious point of contention between China and the United States. It is likely to be high on the agenda when President Xi Jinping visits the United States to meet with President Obama in September, and when John Kerry goes to Malaysia next week for a meeting of the Asian nations.
What a mess. What are we doing over
there? Another mess. Another mess.
Right.
Absolutely.
Like, it's our job to police the whole ocean. Are you kidding me?
Well, we think we were appointed for that job, I guess. Anyway, when we come back, United States spied on Japanese government and their companies, so says WikiLeaks. We'll be back. 4-minute break.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today. 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Joyce Riley. Today's a very special day. It's the Beatles' birthday song, but it's...
Okay.
Yeah, happy birthday to Miss Joy.
Josh, you're not supposed to do that.
Well, I did it anyway.
Now people know I'm a year older, and they're not supposed to know that. Well, thank you very much.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Appreciate you very much. Well, thank you. Appreciate you, too. Glad to have you here at the Power Hour. Makes it really nice on Fridays to be able to have Josh come in here and share his wealth of information, such as, my head hurts. I don't like that story. Let's move on. Yeah. So we get some good background from Josh. I like that. I appreciate that.
Uh-huh. It just shows how ridiculous
I don't get what this story means. Oh, thank you very much, Josh.
I do get it, and it just hurts. So,
yeah, I know.
I don't want to feel any more pain than I have to.
I know. It's true. Anyway, moving on to other stories. United States spied on Japanese government and their companies. Which, you know, everybody's spying on everybody. Right, yeah. So what's the merit of this story? U.S. spied on Japanese politicians, its top central banker, and major firms, including conglomerate Mitsubishi. According to documents released by WikiLeaks on Friday, The Intercept's exposing U.S. National Security Agency espionage follow other documents that showed spying on allies, including Germany and France. Maybe we'll just tick off everybody. What do you think?
Sure, why not?
We won't have any friends left or any allies. I mean, we've already done a number on Israel, and we were kind of, I mean, not that that really hurts a lot of people. Because people are wondering if we need to be sending them all those billions of dollars every year.
Not just them. I mean,
every country.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we be sending that money? No. Should we be using it? But it's not money. It's fiat paper. It's zeros. It has nothing to do with money. I mean, all they do is just go and they call it print more, but they're not printing it. They're not even printing the dollars.
But people still have faith in it, so it does have that as value.
And until people lose faith in the system, it will still have value. That's right. Good point. That's probably
the only real value. I mean,
and
other
probably
than
the best
using
point
it
you've
as
made all day.
Well, I've reached my peak, so I should probably just sit quietly now.
I'm going to get all these emails. Poor Josh. He has to put up with joy.
Well, it's your birthday. I'll take it. So.
He's so good. He is so good. A rare blue moon will brighten the sky today, and it did, and you got to see it, Josh, coming in.
Yeah, this morning the moon was huge and beautiful. It wasn't exactly blue, but that's not the reason why they say that, I guess. It's the second full moon of this month, which I guess makes it the blue moon. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was huge.
They called it that because it makes it sound better for songs when
they
do it. Yeah,
I guess so, yeah. Mm-hmm. But no, it was beautiful this morning.
Yep. Well, just to tell you, you missed it. That's what we're here for. You missed it. Yeah.
As I was driving in, Joyce asked me if it was still there, and I was like, "Well, it's still there, but it's being hidden by the horizon."
Yeah.
So, it was
so in other words, no, it's not there. All you would have had to say.
It's still there.
Oh, great.
We just can't
here
see
we go
it.
Again.
You know, it was really nice. Hold on, it was really nice this morning. I went outside, and it was in the western sky where our bottom field is, and everything. And it was really bright, and there was a thick fog down in the bottom. It was just. It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. You know, like a picture,
5:30 in the morning, yeah. It was awesome.
That's when you wish you could oil paint.
Yeah.
Really. Or at least me, anyway. Stunning conspiracy report. Hackers claim that John McCain knew about the phony ISIS execution videos and knew that they were staged. And in this rather stunning note, now this is Zero Hedge, by the way, Cyber Burkett, I like that name, Cyber Burkett, a Ukrainian group of hackers, claims that when John McCain was in Ukraine, they hacked his laptop. And as TechWorm reports, what they have released from his June visit appears to be a fully staged production on an ISIS execution video. Now, do we know that this is a concocted ISIS video? Or is this
the
real one?
Meaning, did the hackers
create that?
Mm-hmm. This created scenario? I don't know. There's a message on there that says, "Dear Senator McCain, we recommend you next time in foreign travel, and especially on the territory of Ukraine, not to take confidential documents. In one of the devices of your colleagues, we found a lot of interesting things. Something we decided to put is this video of the supposedly staged and, again, it's at zerohedge.com. You can see a standard green screen with what looks like looks to be Jihadi John, you know, standing there in his black getup with, of course, a prisoner in a yellow jumpsuit. And apparently the prisoner has a covering over his head, which would allow for, like, another a green screen over his head, which would allow to be, you know, put anything they wanted to computer generated
right
on there. But it doesn't appear to match any of the videos that were put out for our consumption.
Maybe it was one of their first ones. Who knows? We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A request for Joyce for her birthday.
Whoa. Oh, that makes me cry, Josh.
A listener requested this.
Oh, wow. That is beautiful. That's beautiful. Who sings that?
That's Debbie Boone.
Oh, Debbie Boone. Yeah, that's right. She's the one that made that song famous. That was her only song, really, pretty much, that she ever had. Thank you to the listener that...
Yes.
Oh, that makes me cry, though. That is so beautiful. Thank you so very much. I love that song. I haven't heard that in a long time. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're so welcome.
Okay, let's get back to the news. This video can be seen, the way the stage is managed there, an actor dressed as an executioner holding a knife, allegedly, to the prisoner, and the victim depicts acts as though he is suffering. Anyway, it's on a brightly lit stage. It's obvious with all the camera lights that are around there, with all the stage lights that are around there, that, you know, this is a staged situation. While it's easy to point the finger at the pro-Russian hacker collective and consider their motives in damaging U.S., especially John McCain, and deny the video's truth, one can't help but wonder, given just how well-produced the final videos were in many cases, just who is behind the scenes of the widely known to be funded by U.S. sources,
that's right.
ISIS.
That's right.
Yeah, just another conspiracy theory. And you know what? They're now saying, with the flight MH370, the 6.5-foot piece of stuff that was found in the water.
Yeah.
It is, they say, from the 777, and there's only one 777 that's missing. So, therefore, by logic, this must be it.
Right. Because no 777 has ever crashed into the ocean.
Right.
So, by default, this has to be a piece from that one.
And it's in toto. It's completely together. But, you know, there's one problem. The Chinese people that had loved ones that died on that plane are not buying the story.
Really?
No, they're not. In fact, they have now had to have a ruling in China that says that they cannot meet in large groups to even talk about it.
The family members cannot do that?
Correct. They are not supporting the family members anymore because the family members are challenging the prevailing politically correct story of...
Well, it got pretty heated at times, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It did. But the issue is that they're now saying, and I love this, they've got, oh, who's that guy, the garrote guy on CNN? Oh, you know, the guy that was found in Central Park with, you know, boy
isn't
toys.
Dick something? Richard?
Richard Quest.
Okay.
Richard Quest. Now they got him back on the air, being the airline expert that he is, and he is now saying, well, it's obvious that it was somebody in the cockpit that did this.
What?
Really?
Well, he would know because he took a photo, right?
Yeah,
he was with the pilot. And,
that's right.
Yeah.
The week before this crash occurred, he was in the back seat, in the engineer's seat.
How on earth is he? Okay, assuming he did, or let's just say he didn't take that photo, wasn't there. He's just reporting on what is found.
Mm-hmm.
How could he draw that assumption?
Because they found a 6.5-foot piece of stuff, and he says it's obvious from this. that somebody inside the plane did it.
That guy's a genius.
Oh, he's brilliant. He is brilliant. Must be psychic or something. But no, they're saying because of the route that the plane took, that's the reason.
Oh, I see.
But there's so many conspiracy theories that the Chinese people have now developed. And so they're making a joke out of it on TV by saying, well, we obviously know what happened. It was somebody inside the cockpit, and therefore all of these conspiracy theories just don't make any sense. Really? Well, people are buying and wanting to know the conspiracy theories more than they want to know they're phony. We found a piece of stuff floating in the water and that went up on the beach story. Because
it washed up in Madagascar, right?
Off of Madagascar, yeah. In a French island, Réunion, which is why they're taking it to Toulouse, France, to Toulouse, France, and having it examined there, and they're going to allow Malaysia in. Allow them in? It's supposed to be their aircraft. I would think that they would be involved heavily in the investigation. But anyway, the conspiracy theories are afloat. Bad term.
Poor families. I mean, you know, having this drum up again.
Yeah, they are not happy. They are absolutely not happy. And they're just totally not buying this, oh, gee, we found a piece of the aircraft, you know, 16 months later. They're not buying it. So we shall see. There's going to be a bunch of layoffs we were talking about earlier. Shell is going to lay off about 6,500 people. It seems like the whole idea behind business today is not to have any people there. I mean, get rid of as many people as possible. Yesterday, it was the U.S. and Italian energy giants Chevron and Saipem, which announced a total of over 10,000 new job cuts in the aftermath of oil sliding back under $50 and resuming its downward trend. And that's how they framed it in Q2 after the price of oil staged a substantial rebound of at about 50% from the year-to-date lows in the $40 range. Energy-related layoffs trickled to a halt as corporations hope the worst is behind them. In addition, Anglo Dutch Company is also increasing asset disposals of $50 billion. And we have to be resilient, Reuters reports, in a world where prices remain low for some time. You know, and just about the time everybody goes out and buys those big Ford F-150s, they're going to go and find out the price of oil is going to go up.
Right.
And after everybody gets an RV, then the prices are going to go up again. You just know that's going to happen. Anyway, lots of jobs that are going to be, lots of people that are going to be let go. And I guarantee you, I don't think the oil business is coming back the way it was before, and I don't think there's going to be, they're going to have to get out of that whole arena to find some other form of occupation. High-speed chases. You know, we hear about them all the time, but I did not realize that more than 5,000 bystanders and passengers have been killed in police and car chases.
Unbelievable.
Since 1979.
Wow.
Tens of thousands more were injured as officers repeatedly pursued drivers at high speeds and in hazardous conditions. My gosh, 5,000 and then thousands more that were injured. And, I mean, they've got all kinds of stories here. A 25-year-old New Jersey man was killed July 18th by a police chasing somebody who ran a red light.
They're not supposed to fire, like, you know, shoot at a suspect in a crowd. So how is this any different? You know, the car can be viewed, you know, the vehicle viewed as a weapon.
Right.
You know, so, you know, they need to take that into account.
Makes way too much sense. A 63-year-old Indianapolis grandmother was killed June 7th by a driver chased 4 miles for shoplifting. A 60-year-old federal worker was killed March 19th near Washington, D.C. by a driver police chased because his headlights were off. The police shouldn't have been chasing him. It was a crowded street. He wouldn't have hit my son if the police had not been chasing him. I mean, just horrible stories.
Yeah, it's...
You can't even have any kind of feeling of like, well, he died for a purpose, you know? I mean,
for headlights
didn't.
Being off.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
some person died because some other driver didn't have their headlights on it, and police decided to assert some sort of authority over them.
That would be real hard to wrap your head around.
It's time to rethink the whole law enforcement, police, peace officer thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's getting to the point now where, what, the guy that didn't have a front license plate on, I'm sure there's more to the story, but he was stopped because he didn't have a front license plate, and he ends up dead. I mean, that shouldn't happen.
No.
Should not happen. The John Kerry deal, with respect to what's happening in Iran, lots of people don't like this deal. We haven't seen the deal. We don't know what the deal is. All we're doing is hearing the disclosures by a few people, but Secretary of State John Kerry testified on Capitol Hill the government will not be revealing the contents of the secret side deals with Iran to the American people. Now, remember, he already said, I don't know what the secret side deals are. I never read them. Well, which he kind of should have done if he's going to be arranging this deal, but he approved the deal without reading the secret side deals. And Senator Tom Cotton wanted to know why it cannot be made public. And John Kerry said, I'd like to stick with you, or Cotton, the congressman, said, I'd like to stick with you, Secretary Kerry. Why can't we confirm or deny the content of these agreements in public? Why is this classified? It's not a sensitive U.S. government document. Because we respect, and Kerry responded by saying, because we respect the process of the IAEA and we don't have their authorization to reveal what is a confidential agreement between them and another country. In other words, nonsense. Cotton said, so the Ayatollahs will know what they agreed to, but not the American people. Kerry said that members of Congress would be able to learn about it in a classified briefing.
These side deals are with other countries besides the U.S. And so we can't reveal what he can't reveal what they we know as far, you know, we mean American government, what the details of Iran's deals with other countries are.
Well, I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know if it's the other countries. But I do know that the American people have a right to know what we are agreeing with other countries for. I mean, even, I don't care if it's a trade agreement or it's a nuclear issue, but I just think there's so much more to this than just centrifuges and stuff like that. I really think there's a lot more to this story.
I'm sure.
And a lot more money changing hands. In fact, that's been the bane of the complaints against this because of the tremendous amount of monies that we're going to be paying Iran, paying them off to do whatever.
And then we have to pay, give Israel some more money to defend themselves possibly against Iran.
Yeah.
This is money, money, money.
Uh-huh. It is that we don't have and that isn't money. General Electric is taking steps to shift some U.S. manufacturing. Don't you love that? Shift some U.S. manufacturing. Work overseas now that the U.S. Export-Import Bank will be shuttered at least until September, the industrial giant's global operations boss told Reuters on Thursday. GE Vice Chairman John Rice said the conglomerate is building on over $10 billion worth of projects that require support from export agency like Ex-Im Bank. When Ex-Im, unable to extend new loans or guarantees, thanks to an effort by congressional Republicans to shut it down, GE is arranging with ECAs, European Central, what is that? That's the Export Credit Agency. In other countries to finance the deals involved, with much of the production going to GE plants in those foreign locations. The prospective government partners include Canada, UK, France, Germany, China, and Hungary. In other words, the American people get the shaft again.
Well, these companies need to make their profits, don't they? And not pay any taxes.
And not pay any tax. And they're people, too, right? Corporations are people, too.
According to court, yeah.
Yeah.
The courts.
According to the Supreme Court. Gulf War vet is humiliated by judge's remarks, and he got an apology as the inquiry continues. It's been more than a year since his hearing for Social Security disability, but Gulf War veteran Sean McMurray still can't get the judge's words out of his mind. It's tormented me since that day, said the Navy veteran, 44, who served as fueler on board an aircraft carrier during the month-long bombardment of Iraq in 1991 and lives in Bay City with his wife and seven children. He took my dignity away. I wasn't proud to be a veteran. According to a recording of the April 2014 hearing, Administrative Law Judge Gary Suttles, who hears Social Security disability appeals in the Houston area, questions how McMurray, who had been diagnosed with PTSD, could have been affected by his wartime experience. And this is what the judge says. I mean, hey, you're in the Navy. You weren't even fighting on the ground. To me, it would have been exciting. What do you mean stressful?
Gosh.
Can you imagine a judge saying that?
That's unbelievable. That's scary, really.
Yeah.
A judge would have that sort of mindset.
But I think people have to understand, though, that PTSD is just the diagnosis that's being given to these vets, so that they don't have to give them a real organic disorder. I mean, that's why they're doing it. The judge's comments have sparked calls for temporary removal, led to a hasty apology from the Social Security Administration after being informed of Suttles' exchange with McMurray. The agency said it plans to launch an investigation into the judge and take action when appropriate. U.S. Representative Blake Farenthold, whose district covers Bay City, called the comments insensitive and disrespectful, and applauded the agency for investigating.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, why would anyone... I mean, what does that have to do with a hearing? What does it have to do with the case? The case should be based on... Anyway. Okay. Now, the 10 foods for improving blood pressure. Now, I don't know if this will work. I don't know if you ate all 10 of those in one day that you would have a less lower blood pressure. But, you know, there's two numbers. The systolic in pressure in the arteries when the heart beats. The diastolic is the pressure in the arteries between heartbeats. That's why they always give you two numbers, you know, systolic over diastolic. And blood pressure medications have been shown to reduce high blood pressure. However, these medications all have side effects, every one of them. Now, here's what you can use, possibly, and it actually occurred in the American Journal of Hypertension, where they talked about watermelons can combat high blood pressure by preventing arterial walls and veins from hardening. You know, it never says how much watermelon, like if you eat 18 watermelons a day or something like that, you know. You never know how many it's going to take.
I don't think you need to eat 18 watermelons.
You don't think? No. Okay. And thank you, Dr. Josh.
Yeah.
And blueberries. Blueberries have more antioxidants than any other berry. And here again, we don't know how many, but you can use them in a smoothie, cereal topping, juice, or you can just eat them. They're so delicious. Absolutely.
Next is avocados. They're rich in creamy fruit used in a variety of dishes. They're also an excellent source of potassium and magnesium, of course, which you need. And then there is broccoli, high in fiber, potassium, calcium, magnesium, and vitamin C. And this is interesting, potatoes. I'm assuming that doesn't mean French fried.
No.
Then we have kiwis, spinach, beans, raisins, and, oh, my favorite, dark chocolate.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back after this 3-minute break for the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
We'll be right back.
BodyArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to BodyArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Open up your eyes, see you be alive. Here I am, my heaven, let's do love.
It's Joy's music all the time.
I love that. Love that song. That feels good. Oh, that feels good. I forgot to tell you all, there's a lot of specials at the Power Mall, and starting at 8 a.m. Central Time, in about 6 minutes, you may call in and order Willard Water on special. Organisil, if you use the organic silica, it's on sale. Good Health Naturally is on sale. The spices are on sale. I'll go over some of them a little bit later. Dr. Mary's Monkey, Me and Lee, the books we talked about yesterday. Somebody emailed me, I think it was Bev, or somebody wrote to me, I think it was Bev. No? Somebody said that is their favorite book of all.
Me and Lee? Or Dr. Mary's Monkey?
Dr. Mary's Monkey. Yeah, there's so much in it. North American Urban Spice and Health Hunter on special. And there is still some organic silica for veterans. If you will pay for the shipping, we will send you some of the little bit expired silica. No problem with it, though. And so give us a call at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. Remember the toothpaste. Also, we've still got some toothpaste. It's half price, $5 at the Power Mall, the Gary Null toothpaste. And the new Vitamir shampoo that we have. That's really good, tea tree oil. Also, I wanted to tell you this Time Challenger testimony that we got. I'm going to read it again. I want to thank Steve for this. Taking Time Challenger faithfully for a year now, I can say in all honesty, it has been life-changing. We are so blessed to live in North America where we can still obtain this directly and not need a doctor's prescription. Though I'm in my 60s, the miracle of Time Challenger is that it has restored my critical thinking skills to that of my 20s. Isn't that neat?
That is awesome.
And then he also says that I'd like to add that when a U.S. veteran commits suicide every 62 minutes, it's a form of grace to know that when the government and veterans hospital seem to forsaken you, because Steve is a vet, Time Challenger gives maximum support to American veterans. God bless them. Their product really, really energizes to fully restore that positive fighting spirit to stand for right and freedom now. It's the manna from heaven for we the people who currently wander in the desert of government manipulations. I now realize on a personal level that supporting Time Challenger is supporting freedom, because I now feel young again, and as a war veteran, am restored despite the demise the government has planned for myself and all veterans. Time Challenger is to we the people what spinach is to Popeye. It re-energizes and reactivates. Thank you so much, Steve. What a neat thing for him to say. And Time Challenger is available at the Power Mall, and I think we have some available for veterans also. I'm not sure what Rosie's doing on that, so I'll leave that up to her now that I've opened that can of worms. Okay, getting back to the news. A Mets player broke down crying on the field after he was mistakenly told that he got traded in the middle of a game.
Okay.
And then, they were mistaken. He did not get traded. And then he cried again when he found out he wasn't traded. No, they decided to tell him in the seventh inning or something. What would they do that for? Anyway, this kid has been with the Mets since he was brought up from Venezuela when he was 16 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure he has great love for the team.
And the money that he gets paid, yeah, too. Probably, yeah. Yeah, I mean, 16 years of age, and he's now 20-something. My goodness. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
We'll be right back.